This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrettson Building Supply and Sandy McGee of Umpqua Valley Arts. Back in, thanks for being here this morning.
Hey, thank you for having me this morning.
So we wanted to get you in earlier this week because you guys have got something special coming up later in the week.
We do. We have, you know, everybody out there, I just want to let you know the Art Center is opening up. By appointment, limited capacity, safely, but we are opening up. We have five new shows happening. They are opening on Friday. We are having our very first virtual art opening from 5 to 6 on Friday. And all the artists, hopefully all the artists and friends and family and people out there, you're welcome to join us at this virtual opening. And the Zoom link, we're going to release that on Facebook later this week. So keep your eyes out for that.
Wow. I imagine after all of the things of the back and forth the past few months, you're pretty excited about all this.
Yeah. You know, Kyle, we've been waiting for this day, waiting to let people back in the building and see people, the people that we love in our community. Everybody's invited to come to the Art Center. But you do have to go to our website at uvarts.com and click and make an appointment. So that way you get in there and you can bring people with you, your friends and family. It's limited capacity again, so you want to get in there and do it now. We do, Kyle, have these five really exciting shows going up. The first one I want to talk about is going to be in the corridor space, and it's called Postcards for a Beautiful World. And, you know, this show is all about our dreams and hopes and wishes for this new year that we're in, because last year, let's face it, it was challenging, to say the least. It was difficult for so many of us and many levels of difficult. So we really wanted to really open up the space to tell the story of something different, something beautiful, the connection of our community. So we are right now, as we speak, collecting these postcards from community members that have submitted. And they're pretty special, Kyle. It's going to be pretty wonderful. The postcards are 5x7, and they're going to be up in the corridor space. And then we have three of our artist members, Andy Duclos, Debbie Bates, and Dick Worthy, three incredible artists, masters of their craft. They are longtime Art Center friends and family. They have been members for a long time, and they're showing together in a group show in our Red Door Gallery, and it's going to be stunning. Dick is a wood turner, and he is absolutely a master at what he does. And Debbie Bates is a watercolorist, and Andy is working in oil, so it's a really nice combination of media. And they're all really talking about the raw materials that nature brings to us. And so Debbie and Andy work in plein air, which people in our town love this kind of work because we live in such a beautiful place. And you will recognize some of the landscapes and the scenery that you're going to see in the artwork. And then, Kyle, I'm going to skip to Gallery 2, which is our permanent collection. We're putting up typewriter art by Paul Smith. This is an incredibly special show. We've pulled from our archives work that nobody has seen, that Paul Smith, a local typewriter artist who has now passed, many people know about him. His artwork was astonishing, is the word to use for his work. So we will have some of his work in the gallery too. And then in our main Hallie Brown Ford Gallery, we put out a call for a show called A Watched Pot Always Boils. And this show is all about the Voting Rights Act and how we are in our world seeking to be a better place, an inclusive place. And so this show is all young artists, emerging artists talking about the struggles that they have and also the beautiful triumphs in moving forward in this world. And so we cannot wait until we all get together at that virtual opening reception to celebrate all of those artists on Friday.
Wow. And doing the virtual reception is kind of a new thing, too.
Oh, it's brand new. We've never done it before. And I'm excited. We're going to do a tour. So if you do join us, you'll be able to see the galleries, not in person, but over the internet, which we are super grateful for these days. And so you're going to see a tour. We'll also have a few of the artists talk. A Watch Pot Always Boils has two curators, Jaden Dukes, a local artist and OSU student, Serena Swanson. She is also an OSU student and a Roseburg native, and she basically, they will be talking about that show, the premise of the show. They curated the show, so it'll be nice to hear from the curator. curators. And then some of the artists will be talking on there too. So it'll be a lot of fun. And it's going to be virtual. I mean, we're going to see each other in little thumbnail pictures on the screen. And I'm excited to see everybody. You know, if we can get together, no matter which way we can do it, let's do it.
Wow, that sounds pretty interesting. One of the things about everybody, so many organizations, different things that I've talked to, everybody's dealing with online, virtual, everything. So being able to combine it and kind of find out about the show this way and then be able to make an appointment and get in there with some folks, I'm sure you're going to have some people chomping at the bit for that one.
Oh, absolutely. We definitely have people signing up for appointments right now. I'm shocked. I think people, it's going to take a little bit for people to catch on. And in some ways, it's going to take the Summer Arts Festival to really bring people out. And we're excited about the planning for that. So I just want to let people know the Arts Festival is happening this summer, too. So we will do everything as safely as possible, and we're just really excited, yeah, to see people, Kyle. I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah, that'll be, you know, I think about that whenever I walk by there, drive by there, and you look in, and I think about the last time I was in there, which is over a year ago.
Mm-hmm. It's been a year. It's been a full year, and I can't believe how much time has gone by. We've all been really busy. I mean, I think people have done the best they can to stay busy. I know the Art Center has been putting out the art kits. We've had Teen Studio. We have not been totally shut down. You know, we've been continuing to work and serve the community with arts and culture, and we're proud to do that. We're so excited, and we just really invite people to come back in the building because, yeah, Kyle, it's been a year.
All right. So, again, that'll be up on your Facebook page later in the week, a link to the virtual open house, and then information about signing up for a slot for a small occupancy little visit to the art gallery.
Absolutely. Check Facebook, our Facebook page, and our website, uvarts.com.
All right, Sandy McGee, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.